A new study shows that pregnant women living near hydraulic fracking activity are more likely to develop depression and anxiety. Researchers at Columbia University's Mailman School of Public Health conducted the study in Pennsylvania, which included more than 7,700 expected mothers. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Bowden spoke with Joan A. Casey, an environmental health scientist and the study's lead author. Casey says a growing body of research shows elevated levels of air pollution contribute to anxiety and depression.
There's also, I think, a high likelihood of a stress pathway. So there have been several sociologic and qualitative studies done in communities with high levels of fracking, and people report stress, anxiety, they report concerns about changes of the environmental quality of their communities. They report a lack of control about their environment. Mothers have reported feeling like they can't keep their children safe under this new development. So I think it's also very possible that the stress of these activities going on in mothers' communities could potentially be leading to antenatal depression and anxiety.
You know, in science, they talk a lot about correlation does not equal causation. So are you sure that this isn't just a correlation? Are you sure that there's a relationship between more mental health conditions in pregnant women and fracking?
We can't say we're 100% sure that these women are developing anxiety or depression during pregnancy as a result of living near unconventional natural gas development in the Marcellus Shale. But I don't have another explanation for what we're observing here. So we controlled for a variety of factors that might explain this relationship, factors about the mother, their smoking status, their socioeconomic status, how old they were, other factors of that sort. And it's very consistent that women living closer to more and larger wells appear to be at an elevated risk of developing anxiety and depression. We basically found that if we took 100 women and we exposed them to the higher levels of fracking activities during pregnancy, 4 of them would develop anxiety or depression that otherwise would not have developed it. So that's 4 additional people just for exposing 100 women to these fracking activities that we think can likely be attributed to the fracking activities.
While your study found a relationship between proximity to fracking and pregnant women experiencing depression and anxiety, it did not find that women who lived near these sites were more likely to give birth prematurely or have babies with low birth weights. So are these mental health issues that you documented that serious in the grand scheme of things?
What I would say there is two-pronged. First, I think that there's growing realization that we need to be concerned about the health of mothers during and after pregnancy. These are vulnerable women who are growing another human being inside of them, and their exposures potentially tell us something about what a larger population is experiencing, a somewhat canary in the coal mine effect here. Secondly, I would say that there is quite a bit of evidence that women who have anxiety or depression during pregnancy are at an elevated risk of postpartum depression. And we've all seen the literature on how postpartum depression can be very serious and can affect both the mother, the husband or father of the child, as well as the child's development. We also know from the scientific literature that women who have postpartum depression during pregnancy are at risk for having children that are developmentally delayed and potentially having more trouble breastfeeding or having other troubles during the postpartum period. So it's not just a one-off event here. It actually can affect health across the life course.
Joan, thanks for sharing your research with me today.
Thank you.
That was 90.5 WESA reporter Sarah Bowden speaking with Columbia University professor Joan A. Casey. She's lead author on a study about pregnant women and fracking, which was published in the journal Environmental Research.